Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Tested Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the Soda Smith joins me in just a little bit. Man, we're bracing for a hurricane in California. And I'm hearing all these guys, oh, it's been 100 years since we've had one. It's been forever. This is the first one. And just going, you know, making a big deal out of this. Now, look, I'm not saying that we shouldn't make a big deal out of it. We should be telling people how to stay safe, what not to do. You know, they're talking about a deluge of rain. And we're still not ready to capture the rain, so I'm sure we'll still be in some kind of drought in the next coming year or two. Right? I mean, seriously. This is just getting nuts. But if you're in the California area, Southern California specifically, they're expecting a hurricane, don't be stupid. Don't run to the store for milk in the middle of the high winds, okay? I know you guys aren't used to it. A lot of you aren't used to it, but don't be stupid. Really, really, truly that simple. But what I thought was really interesting is as people are talking about this, right, they are talking about how long it's been since we had one of these. Again, over 100 years. And that, you know, kind of alluding to the fact that this is proof about our climate crisis. It's like, really? Because you have a hurricane? That's proof. I mean, I did. God, I wish I could. I got to find that report and do it later on. But we do not have more atmospheric activity today than we did 50 years ago. Really? Anyway, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-55. All right, the nuts at the White House are at it again. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He got roasted on Twitter. I mean, the guy actually said, congratulations to the new Pakistani interim prime minister as Pakistan prepares for free and fair elections. In accordance with its constitution, the rights to the freedom of speech assembly, we will continue. We don't have that. We will continue to advance our shared commitment to the economic prosperity. But remember, right, under Antony Blinken, on March 7th, 2022, they pushed and encouraged for the removal of Pakistan's previous democratically elected, freely elected prime minister. And in April of that year, that prime minister was removed from power and arrested. I'm sorry, how is that free? Right? No, come on, really. How is that free? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, this is rich considering the release cables highlight Joe Biden and Tony Blinken pressuring Pakistan to remove its former prime minister. So they're putting pressure on another country. Haven't they been screaming about other countries? Well, one or two in particular. One in particular. Having influence on our elections here? Did they scream about that? Did they talk about not being involved? No one should actually get involved in another country's election? Or was that my imagination? Did I miss something? This is what I mean. They don't see their own. I got to stop saying that. I don't think it's that they don't see it. I think it's they don't care. They just don't care. On Wednesday, The Intercept published diplomatic cables highlighting U.S. pressure on Pakistan. The Biden regime did this because Khan did not support the war against Russia and Ukraine. So they had him quietly removed. Now he's been jailed, right, for 3 weeks. He'll be ineligible to run in the upcoming election. Well, what was he arrested for? Now, Blinken went on to say in his tweet that he supported free speech. Wow, really? think about this. Blinken and Biden, they filed an amicus brief to remove the rights of free speech pretty much from all Americans. Right? So that the big tech companies can still be influenced by money and putting your finger in their faces as an elected official or as the president of these United States and get them to write and say and do what you want them to write, say, and do. These guys, nothing. They have no shame. Nothing bothers them. Right? It's just amazing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, again, when you're talking about this stuff, you got, you don't think there's any corruption? Harris County GOP candidate Alex Mueller still fighting for a corrupt election and still doesn't have the correct voting numbers. 2 years. 2 years into it, they still can't give it to them. Or don't want to, really. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Sony Schmidt joins us, I hope, at the end of the break. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I know you've been waiting for the smarter one to show up. You know, every time I say that, you giggle. You know?
I mean, rarely,
I'm sure your IQ is a heck of a lot higher than mine.
I'm rarely called the smarter one. When I'm with 5 year, you know, my fifth graders, my fifth grade grandson, I'm still not referred to as the smarter one.
So you, please. but you are the smarter one of the two, for sure. By show. Oh, Anyway.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Just don't say Foshizi, because you can get
I can get a lot of trouble for that. I'll just wait for you to do it, right?
I can say it all day long.
Still freaked out by the fact that somebody, and I guess she shouldn't have said a word, you know, goes back a while, but just amazing to me.
That's crazy. We're walking on eggs in life anymore. We don't know what to say, think, do, and it's all crazy.
Well, I told you today, somebody gave us a kudos, you know, for how we talk to each other, and they felt like the conversations we were having were very deep, and that they really appreciated. One fellow even mentioned the fact that he learned a lot from listening to you and me about how, you know, the kind of dynamics inside of a black family's home. You know, feeling towards black men, you know, women with black men, that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we're always going to be honest. I may not always be the smartest bulb on the.
You mean the brightest bulb? Do I have to help you again?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, Joe, you and I have known each other for a really long time.
Not that long because we're both young.
But immediately when I met you, I liked you, and it's easy to be authentic and open and honest with people who you like, and you have a sense of humor, which is something that people on the left don't generally have. I would love to have these conversations with people on the left.
Would you love to sit with your friends? And you're exactly right.
I don't have any friends anymore on the left because of it. They will not let you talk. They get angry with you. They shut down the conversation. They'll cancel you. You know, even your friendship. So I would love to have these conversations all the time. Who has the energy to lie and just, I can't even think of the proper word I can say on the air, just not be truthful to people? Oh, who has the energy for that?
It seems to be okay. It seems to be, as long as you get what you're looking for, as long as you get, I don't know how to say it.
Validate it?
Yeah, I guess as long as your point gets across and people believe it, because you believe it to be true, then it's okay for you to lie.
Yeah.
I never understood that.
Yeah, the ends justify the means with the left. I would rather hear, you know, some sort of honest, sincere explanation as to why they're saying and doing the things that they do. And maybe you can convince me, you know? But we never have that opportunity, unfortunately. And then when you do, you know, when you do talk about your points of view and they get discombobulated, as I am right now, they cry victim.
Yeah.
So there's just no winning.
Yeah, I just find this whole thing, again, the attack on the family. I know we've talked about this a million times, but when you really sit back and think about it, the attack by the left on the family, you know, your kids don't belong to you. You are caregivers, not parents. You know, it takes a village, blah, 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 right? The whole thing. Right? The marriage thing, not between a man and a woman. Marriage is between, well, any two people it wants to be between.
Right.
And here in California, you know, 12-year-olds can... They want to make sure that that 12-year-olds have the legal right to consent to sex with somebody of any age. Mm-hmm. You keep going through this stuff. You say, my God, every single moral value that we hold sacred to protect our children, they find it abhorrent.
Well, that you just said it right there. I don't believe that they are as hateful towards women or to children as their policies lead out to. I just think they hate us. They hate Christian values. They hate morals. They hate anything that we stand for. So if we zig, they zag. And they're zagging. They're really zagging. And they won't even look at how far they're going just to eliminate what we believe in. I think it's their hatred towards us is more than the love of their children. Even those who will say, well, yeah, you know, this is what we're doing with the kids and the transgender thing. It doesn't matter, because as long as the kids are not being raised by us, by us I mean Republicans, by us I mean Christians.
Well,
that's their goal.
You hit a home run, because I think it's Oregon or Washington or one of the states, I'll pull it up afterward, is denying kids being adopted by and or being, you know, foster parents to Christians and or Catholic homes.
See,
because they
what
will
I'm
not
saying?
Affirm. They will not affirm the child's gender, the gender right. wishes.
Right. And in that case, they can hide behind we're unhealthy for children. We're harmful to children. We're not affirming them. We're going to cause them to have suicide. So they can feel good about themselves. They know none of this is true. None of this is good. And they're not. I don't even think that they know that they hate God as much as they do. I don't think they do. But they do. Anything that you know, anything that makes sense to God, that God has said is absolute, they absolutely hate it.
Well, it's funny, you know, think about it. The Bible says they're going to hate us because we love him, right?
Uh-huh.
And what do you see playing out right in front of you?
More and more true, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing the things that you see now.
No, go ahead.
I don't know if every generation says this, but it sure feels true now. It really does feel like we are living in those last days, those end times, those signs and that the Bible gives about, you know, about those times. It really looks like it's happening.
You're right. But I mean, even in the days of Jesus, shortly after he died, they thought, you know, Jesus was coming back soon being, you know, in their lifetimes. But,
right.
The things that need to line up from a biblical standpoint aren't quite there yet. Close. Yeah. But I want you to think about something. We are not even, I don't know, we're not even 1/4 of what Sodom and Gomorrah was like. If you really read the story. Oh, hey, we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far, a lot more coming on. Apparently now it is nasty for white women to wear bonnets, because only black women are allowed to do that. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA news update. President Biden is warning residents of Southern California to be ready for Hurricane Hillary.
I urge everyone in the path of this storm to take precautions and listen to the guidance from state and local officials.
Hillary remains a powerful Category 4 hurricane in the Pacific, and it's prompted the first ever tropical storm watch for the region. It's expected to land over the weekend, possibly Sunday, as a tropical storm. A Marine student dies in a training exercise.
The Marine student was assigned to the School of Infantry West at Camp Pendleton. They died in a nighttime live fire event Thursday night. Major Joshua J. Pena said in a press release that the investigation into the circumstances of the death is ongoing. I'm John Fink.
At least 1,300 people are still missing after the wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui, and Hawaii Governor Josh Green is among those fearing a much higher death toll. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back.
No, I'm back.
Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. It's the way we honestly get things done, you know? And just, you people sending me stories during the break. First of all, you got to give me some bullet points because I can't check them all. I don't have enough time. All right? Number two is they're hilarious. Some of them are really funny. Like, transgender's unconventional choice to allow misgendering by parents. So it's okay for the parents to misgender them because they only see them one way. But if anybody else does it, they need to be tarred, feathered, and brought to court or something. It's just amazing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sony Smith joins me. She does every week. She is my co-host, yeah, because she's a woman, you know, and I'm so misogynistic that must be it.
That's right. And they have war out on our kids, and if we don't see it at this point, we're stupid.
So, without giving that person's name away, I think you might even know who this person is. I, as a school board trustee, I went to an event for our band. One of our high school bands. Okay. And they won a trip or were able to go to Washington, D.C. for the Memorial Day Parade. It was really cool. And they so they were getting an award for all the hard work they did. Oh. So there was a mom who came up to me and basically said, what are you doing here? No, she didn't basically. She said that for real. What are you doing here? And then she went on to say, I said, I'm here to support the kids. They worked hard. They did everything the right way, and you know, look at what happened, and now they're being rewarded for their good stuff. And she looked right at me. She says, "You don't support these kids."
Oh, like,
okay. Excuse me. She said, "Well, you know, there's transgender. You know, there's gay and lesbian kids." She went through the whole gambit. I'm like, "No, No. There's musicians in that group. There's young kids that have learned how to play their musical instruments so well that they got to go to D.C. and play. This has nothing. This should have nothing. This has nothing to do with the sexual orientation or what they think they are or don't think they are or what have you. And then she went on to tell me how I hurt kids because of the stuff I say on my show. And I said, you're telling me these kids are listening to my show? Yeah. Okay.
Why do they listen?
Yeah, right. Why would they listen? It's that mindset, see?
It's the media matters of our our community. They've gotten, I would hate to be hate to have to be that committed to hatred and anger. And how do you continually see people through their sexuality as opposed to who they are as people? These kids can win an award, and they're still only seeing through the prism of what they believe they are at this point.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? It's like, really? This is the best you can do?
Is it?
You don't see musicians there? You don't see kids who busted hump?
Exactly.
What you see is a bunch of gay, lesbian, and transgender kids. That's
right.
That's what you're tagging them as. How exciting.
Jiminy crickets.
I knew you'd say that.
And I bet they've never, you know, I just don't think they know what it's like to have to compete and work hard and excel at something. I mean, that's been the lefties that I've known in my life, is that they generally work on jobs that they don't really have to compete. And so they can't see they don't have the appreciation of what it takes to win something like what those kids did and be able to travel and go to another state and do something that they're going to get accolades for. I think that they're gravely jealous people. I just do. I think that they're jealous, and that's why they're so angry. And they really hate that our side can be private business owners or, you know, we do our own thing. We raise our own families. We go to church. We're genuinely happy.
I agree with you.
They don't and like that.
They don't like happy. And for some odd reason, they don't like what anybody else is. Is that, what is it? It's misery loves company, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Happy, 2 o'clock. You know, I mean, they just really can't. That's too bad. I do every week. I say, I'm going to come on. I'm not going to badmouth the left. But you keep bringing up these stories, doggone it.
You can't miss it. Look, this one here, right? Let me see. Here's the story. It says, two white women went viral on social media for wearing bonnets on a plane. It sparked debate in the Twitterverse about whether it's acceptable for them to wear the protective hair accessories predominantly used by black women for decades.
Protected. Okay, what you want me to say to this?
First of all, it's funny.
This is a very funny topic. I find bonnets in general funny. And if I wish you had a picture of it. So I do. See what
I'll send it to
about you. No, I know what they are.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying I don't think your audience... Your audience might think they're like those blue bonnet, you know, with the little, the pilgrims. That's not what we're talking about.
No.
It's kind of a baggy. It's got the shape of a baggy, and it's got a little elastic around that, so it fits around your face, and it protects your hair. Because, you know, we've talked about black women and hair on your show a gazillion times, but it takes a lot of work to keep that stuff together. But it's not the latest thing. Like the article says, this is, and I had to look it up because I saw an article that says, should black women even wear bonnets in public? To me, my answer is nobody should wear any. If I don't think you should wear pajamas, or we call them house shoes, maybe some people call them slippers, you don't wear that sort of thing in public anyhow if you have any sort of self-respect. On a plane, I get it. You dress to relax, you want to look good when you get where you got to go. But I have never seen a white woman in a bonnet, and I would love to, just so I could laugh.
My wife and I were just having a conversation around this because we saw a picture of the early days of flying. And everybody, now the picture was to show you the kind of food that was served. and how comfortable people were in the plane. Oh, it was food. It was real food.
Right.
Yeah.
It was real food.
And actually, you had real silverware, too. You don't have to worry about anybody stabbing anybody.
Yep.
But everybody in the plane was dressed. The women were dressed. The men were dressed to the nines. And,
yes.
And it was a very proper thing. So she said, Joe, do you remember when, you know, your mom and your grandma and whoever, they dressed up to go to the supermarket?
That's right.
You didn't go in pajamas, to your point, slippers and whatever.
No, not at all. I mean, the only issue I had with the plane thing is that you could smoke on them, and I just think, how did they do that then? That's so foreboding now. But bonnets are just, I think that they're a funny thing. I guess they protect the hair. I haven't used them, but I think nobody should go out in public wearing house, you know, things that you should wear in the home. Now, I would hate to say, so now they're saying that's racial misappropriation. And apparently, well, here's the thing. With bonnets, I think what I read is that bonnets were to distinguish the house slaves, the house workers, from the field workers. So that the bonnet was a symbol of esteem, of prestige.
How would we know that, though? How would
history.
White Joe know that, you know?
Well, that's why I'm here. No, I didn't know this either. I didn't know. I had to look it up, but I did not know that it was a symbol of prestige. So, in all honesty, nobody should be wearing bonnets except for light-skinned black women who got to work in the house.
My mom has a problem with nose rings. You know how people piercing, and now this is her mindset, and I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I'm just putting it out there. She says, "I hate those. I especially hate when I see girls wearing them because it reminds me that the nose rings were put in the noses of the cows or the bulls or what have you, so you can lead them around. And they think it's cool and wonderful, but everything has a symbol. Everything is a symbol of something else.
Everything does.
Well, just like these bonnets." And,
the bonnets,
you know, but
well,
does
about,
it mean the same thing today?
No, it just means I want my hair to look good by the time I... No. Well, you know what the sagging of the pants is, what the history of that is.
I do, and maybe we can discuss that on the other side. That's disgusting. Nope. But Joe Messina, your host. Sonia Smith, your co-host. We'll be back in a minute. Please.
We've learned anything from recent news. It's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
drive. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
All right. Welcome to the Joe Messina Show. We're back. I know what you're saying. I'm not Joe Messina. I don't sound like him. I don't look like him. But he's still here. He's just pushing me out of my comfort zone to have me introduce this next segment. I am Sonia Schmidt, and you see me all the time on Friday. So here I am again, and I want to remind you to give a call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. I think that's right. I don't have on my glasses. And Joe loves to hear from you. Let's hear from you. Hey, Joe. You know what? I want to go back to
yes,
the story.
Sonja. Yes,
Sonja. Yes. I want to go back to what we were talking about bonnets. I text my kids.
See, I was thinking of, wait a minute. I was thinking of the hat with the little flowers. That's what came to my mind.
That's what I think everybody
bonnet.
Thinks.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, no. These are something else. They're kind of like a shower cap with ribbons and ruffles. And I don't know why they keep your hair neat, but apparently they do. And my kids use them. And I saw a lot of them when I was in Georgia. Remember last year when I was in Atlanta? That was the first time I had become aware of one, because there was a couple, a man and a woman, who were knocked down, drag out fighting. I mean, cussing each other out, punching each other out. And the woman always had on a bonnet. And she'd go back in the house, and then she'd come back out the house with a different bonnet.
Oh, God.
We were like, that must be her superpower, is the bonnet. But I just text my kids about it to see if white women should wear bonnets or are allowed to wear bonnets. And their response is, wait for it, nobody should wear a bonnet out in public. So we are, yep. It's, and then we were talking about the sagging of pants. You're saying that, you know, these things do have some sort of significance or historical significance. And I just wonder if these young kids who are sagging, I mean, sometimes well below their butt line.
Yep.
You know, the top of their thighs, do they even know what significance that has? And I'm not going to go into details, but I think your audience should duck-duck-go it. I don't say Google anymore. Duck-duck-go it.
You know, I'll put it in a way that we won't get shut off. How's that? You know, basically, it comes from being in a prison. And when you're in prison, when you wear your pants that low, you are letting other prisoners know that you are available for sexual favor.
Right.
You know, and in return, there's a return of protection and that kind of stuff. But that's what it's about. And when they come out of prison, they're still wearing your pants like that, thinking you're being tough, but...
Yeah.
Being
tough, all right. So that's kind of like the Match.com of prison. You just kind of let people know you're available, what you're down for.
There you go. And you don't even need a smartphone.
You don't even have to have Wi-Fi to do it. So that's a cool thing. I think I was having computer trouble before when you started the show, so I guess you maybe talked about the hurricane, or we're due for a hurricane in California the first time ever.
Yeah, I did a little bit. And, you and I, though, were talking in a break. Neither one of us actually believe it's going to hit like they're saying it's going to hit. Remember, these guys, they've never seen weather, the people predicting this.
And California, if it rains a little bit, we don't go. We don't go to work. And that's just the way that we are. Are they hyping? Is there another Trump thing coming that they're trying to take the focus off of? Are they trying to give Hillary more relevance? I can't believe they named her Hurricane.
I thought that was wonderful. Are you kidding me? At first, when they said we're expecting Hurricane Hillary, I actually thought Hillary was making an appearance here in California.
Yeah, and we're going to have flooding, you're going to have wind,
destruction everywhere she goes.
You're going to have pantsuits flying all over the place.
Oh, God.
It will no way get tarred, though.
Yeah. <Ooh. laughs> See? Another one. You can have fun with that joke, but I can't, apparently.
I can pander to black people all day long, but apparently so can Hillary. So, you know what is interesting, though? I'm curious about this. I know that Senator Abbott, sent a few busloads of illegal immigrants over here to California, to Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. We want
them. How's that going to...
Well,
where are they going to go? Because you know liberals aren't going to take them into their homes.
I'm going to get in trouble for this. I'm going to say it anyway. You know how the liberals always, whenever there's a natural disaster in Texas or Florida, one of those states, and always, you see that? I mean, the heathens who don't believe in God are telling them,
See,
God's getting you back because you don't care about the globe and you're not willing to do what it takes to do for climate change, global warming, cooling, whatever. Right?
That's right.
So can we say that the hurricane coming in, God sent it to clean up the streets of L.A. and stuff because they've got crap and poop. And
you must
needles.
Have read the minds of the comments on the articles about this hurricane.
Oh,
nobody cares. Nobody's sympathetic. And they're saying it along those lines. Maybe it'll wash some of those California people out, clean up the streets. That's what they deserve. We wouldn't miss it if it was totally destroyed. I mean, there were some vicious comments on the comments section, and can you blame them?
No, not at all. I mean, again, you look at what's going on in downtown L.A. Now they're talking about
a vacancy tax. So the policies that they put in place are making it so businesses and people don't want to come to L.A. to work or to be. And now they want you to say to you, well, since you're not trying hard enough to fill those spaces, we're going to charge you a vacancy tax.
What? So they got to pay to be a place they don't want to be and can't be for their own safeties. If you guys know anything about what's going on in downtown L.A., you can't be there. It's germ-infested. It's crime-infested.
Oh, yeah.
They let the criminals out of jail without bail. That's a real thing. No mm-hmm. bail.
They don't even put them in jail now. You get your little ticket, right? They probably use it to blow their nose or wipe their behinds. Right. They get a little ticket. Says you need to show up at such and such a date. The courts are way behind. Yeah, you might get a court date, 2 years from today.
Right.
You think they're going to show up?
But they're such trusting people. They know that you're going to show up for your court date.
They're just trying to find a place to live. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with that? Being so cynical.
God bless.
Oh, I don't know. California, we really should crack off and fall into the ocean. I wouldn't even miss us.
Some well-placed bombs in the San Andreas Fault, I think, would
might do it.
Move us.
Have you seen those latest smash and grabs? And I don't think that they're experiencing those in every part of the country, but we really do experience those. To the point where I was out with my daughter and son-in-law, and my son-in-law, he moves his seat and he sits facing the doorway just in case people come in. He needs to be prepared for a smash and grab, in a restaurant. That's how they have to live.
My God, I can't even imagine that. But, when you watch that, and you watch it go down, and they're running out the door. What are they getting in? They're getting in BMWs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? AOC comes on and said we really shouldn't be talking about them like that because they're just trying to feed their families.
Yeah, that's all.
I didn't know you could eat a Neiman Marcus purse. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, we need not feel for the... This is how we got into this, listening to the left talk about how we need to be compassionate towards people who are criminals and...
But we bought it, Sonia. Not we, but the collection, we bought it.
I think at some point for a long time we didn't believe they were serious. And then we started to feel guilty. We really honestly start... You know what happens when you're gas lit? Is there is a moment.
You get stupid. Go ahead.
You get stupid. You start thinking, I wonder if I am being mean. I wonder if those poor guys, remember we were told that about terrorists? They just needed jobs?
Oh, yeah.
They
just needed hugs, I think was the one
just
I remember.
Hugs, balls. It was our fault. It's always our fault. If we just were more compassionate towards these poor people trying to feed their family with Neiman Marcus items.
And
we buy it.
Evan Sayet talked about that 9/11 thing, and he said what really threw him over the top was when people on his side of the aisle at the time were talking about how it was our fault. Maybe, we were too aggressive with things. Maybe we were showing too much success, and it was making them feel bad about themselves.
Well, I'm going to tell you a terrible story about that. After, I'd say about 20 minutes into the horror of what had happened, I asked the same question because that's what I had learned my whole life. It's America. Who did we occupy? What did we do? Why are what were they mad at us for? Because apparently we did something wrong. And even I'm pretty sure I was on the right at that point, but it's all we hear, especially in the black community. It's all we hear. Brown people blowing up America. It's because we were at fault. Thank God I got away from that. Thank God I learned the truth about it and where those lessons were coming from and why. Because they're just harmful. But, Evan Sayet, the comedian, conservative comedian, he called that his 9/11 moment.
Yep. All right. We got to go for a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the trans community now saying, if you're cis and you won't date a transgender, then you're transphobic.
All right.
Got it. So, my senior host, don't go far. We got to go drink it. We'll be back in a minute.
We will see you next time.